Okay, we're back here. This is Will from Psychopathic Records. I finally got to catch up with Violent J to get down with him and ask him a couple questions. First, I'm curious, at what moment during the charity tour did you decide, hey, I want to keep this going and let's do another charity tour?
JCW is something we love. We've loved wrestling since we were children, and now that we're adults, we're living our childhood dream by having JCW shows. You know, we put it on tour, we bring it on tour, you know, we advertise it on the internet. You know, it doesn't draw very well, you know what I'm saying? But the idea was to do a JCW tour / concert the last time when we did the charity tour in December of 2015. And we did like, I believe, 8 dates or something like that, you know what I'm saying? And Shaggy had back surgery, so he couldn't perform. So I did a solo set, you know what I mean? But they were at JCW shows, and JCW just doesn't really draw so well. Even though it was for charity and we had a bunch of cool acts on the show performing, it was more or less looked at as JCW wrestling, you know? So it just didn't do very well, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention me up on stage without Shaggy with no Fago, it's not gonna draw what an ICP concert's gonna draw, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't make as much money for the hospital as we wanted. And in the end result, when we added everything up, me and Billy and Joey just weren't happy with the fucking, with what we are able to give to the fucking hospital, you know what I'm saying, the amount of money. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna do some more dates without JCW, a full concert, more on the West Coast, and give all that money to charity, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully be able to give the hospital, St. John's Hospital, Illinois, Children's Hospital, be able to give them some more money, you know what I'm saying, because that's what we're trying to do, is get the sick kids paid.
Dope, dope, and I'm definitely sure they appreciate every ounce of help we get. Curious, you had Nova, Rockefeller, and Little Easy E on the first, and Young Wicked. What, was it hard at all to convince them to, hey, let's do this again, let's go on a second leg? Was it hard to convince them to come on this leg?
They weren't on the first leg, you know what I'm saying? It was different rappers on the first leg. We had, Anybody Killer, Big Hoodoo, Razakel, you know, Misery. We had a Young Wicked, we had a gang of bomb-ass rappers. But once again, it was just more or less looked at as a wrestling show. All the rappers performed in the ring, you know, it wasn't a regular concert, you know what I'm saying? This is gonna be a concert, so it's just Violent J, Lil E, you know, Nova Rockefeller, and fucking two localers in each city. And Young Wicked is my hype man, you know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be hellified dope, you know? So we did, and we did this song together, you know, Sick Kids, that everybody on the tour, which is Nova, Lil E, Young Wicked, and myself, you know? But this is a full, the difference between this and the last thing, this is a full concert. I'm doing a full set. I'm doing a full hour long set, so.
Dope, dope. Okay, speaking of that Sick Kids single and the fresh Mikey Clark remix of it, we hear that that's going to be available on tour only. Is that just on tour, or are we going to try to put that on a Hatchet Gear or any other site to keep raising money, or what?
It's going to be on Hatchet Gear too. It's out right now. This is what you're listening to. If you're listening to this, you have it. You know what I'm saying? And you did something good. Not only did you buy a fresh song and a fresh remix by Mikey Clark, but you fucking helped the Sick Kids, because all the proceeds for this fucking single right here that you own, this collector's item, and with this interview, go straight to the fucking Children's Hospital, St. John's Children's Hospital of Illinois, you know what I'm saying? So you fucking buying this bitch right here that you're listening to, you fucking hooked somebody up, man. You did something good. Every time you bump this song, you can feel good about yourself, because that's what you did, man. You fucking gave to the fucking sick kids, man. We're talking about kids that are sick, all right? When I say sick kids, I'm not talking about a fucking flu. I'm talking about real sick, you know? Kids that are dying, kids that have cancer, kids that fucking burn victims, all kind of fucking crazy shit, man. Least we could do is try to fucking help them, you know? And it's not just about the holidays, it's all year round, you know? And so thank you. Anybody hearing my voice right now, that means you fucking bought the fucking single, whether off Hatchet Gear, iTunes, or in concert, you know? And thank you. Thank you for fucking not only supporting us, Nova, Lil E, Young Wicked, but most of all, supporting the sick kids, man. That's what it's about.
Beautiful. You heard it there first, directly from the Duke of the Wicked himself. to hold that head up high, family. You've done something great. I am curious, though. We did the Lost and Found albums, which, you know, gave a positive, just deep message. Was the single Sick Kids too much out of a comfort zone from The Wicked to write a song, you know, directly for this charity?
This is the days of fucking the missing link found, you know what I'm saying? Positivity, you know what I'm saying? It was easy to make this song for me, you know? We're on a positive kick right now, you know? It reminds me of the days of Shangri-La back in the day, you know? But this is the days of found, you know, the missing link. And we're on a positive kick. It's nothing for, you know, think about ICP. We make any fucking song, anything we want. From day one, from our early shit, when we released Joke Your Mind, when people heard that song for the first time, that let people know we'll go anywhere, anywhere musically we want. We'll make a motherfucking happy, friendly fucking dance song if we want. You know what I'm saying? We don't have no rules. We don't have no fucking regulations. When it comes to making music, we make any fucking music we feel. In this song, we feel like fucking talking about sick kids and helping them out, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we did. We're not stuck to the wicked shit where all we can make is wicked songs. We'll make a song about anything we fucking want, anytime we want.
That's enough said right there, man. Beautifully said. Lastly, is there any shout-outs you want to give to anybody out there?
To everybody that bought this bitch, to everybody that came to the show, to everybody that fucking performed on this song, Mikey Clark, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, Young Wicked behind the boards, fucking Young Wicked on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that came to the shows, everybody that came to the tour, everybody that was a part of this whole fucking charity movement, everybody, and to the sick kids. That's who we're shouting out. That's what it's all about, man. Juggalos, they think we're gangsters. They think we're gang members. And here we are fucking coming together to help sick kids, man. You know, that's what it's about, Juggalos, man. That's who we shout out right now. Whoop, whoop. Word up.
Whoop, whoop, family. You heard it.